Welcome to Believers Academy. We're so glad you are joining us in this series. Don't back down from your victory. You are studying Lesson 2, Get God's Attention Through Prayer. To get the most out of this lesson, you can download the accompanying materials and use them for further study. At any time, you can pause to look up scriptures, make notes, and rewind to catch up.
Hello, partners. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believers Academy Prayer Series. There's no time or distance where the Word of God is concerned. There's no time or distance in the realm of the Spirit. That means that the Word preached, as long as it's the Word of God, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 100 years ago, it's as relevant today as it was then. Amen. So, let's get to it. Father, we thank you for the Word today. We thank you for your Word teaching us and showing us how to think on your thoughts, how to speak on your words, and how to live our lives on a higher plane through prayer and communication with you. And we thank you for it. We're quick to give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back to the Bible in the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians once again. Finally, my brethren, this 10th verse, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now, we've looked at this thing from a number of different angles today, but you make a note under that, the power of His might, because this thing is going to get good here in a minute. I can tell you right now, if you got a seatbelt, you better fasten the thing. All right. Put on the whole armor of God. Okay, right now I said, Father, I put my helmet of salvation on. Put it on. I put the breastplate of righteousness on. Praise God. And then you say, in the name of Jesus, I girt my loins with your word. I'll stand on your word and what your word says today. I'm going to act on it and do it. Praise God. I have my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The Bible said in Romans 1:16, the gospel is the power of God. So I'm walking in your power in Jesus' name. Amen. Take the shield of faith. Praise God. I take faith. I believe God. I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. Say it out loud. I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. And the Word of God, or the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, I take my sword, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. All right. Father, we pray today in the Spirit, in the name of Jesus. All right, now you got your full armor on, right? Okay. Now then, let's go back over to the 2nd chapter of the book of Ephesians, and let's read here. First verse, you hath He quickened or made alive. Say, I'm alive. I'm alive in Christ Jesus. I have on my prayer armor. Who were dead in trespasses and sin. In time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Prince of the power of the air. Turn back over there to the 6th chapter. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world. Notice the word world. That's the same as on the earth, right? Okay. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's that spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, the prince of the power of the air. All right. Let's go now to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18. Jesus said, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth. Okay? We're on earth. This is earth's job. It's earth's time to move. Jesus, by the power of Almighty God, has bound the devil, both in heaven and in earth, but He's delegated the authority of the earth to the body of Christ in His name to bind and to loose and to agree in His name, and there He'll be in the midst of it. So, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That's His word.
Say, yeah, but we did that and it didn't work.
You're lying.
No, I'm not, Brother Coleman. We did it and it didn't work. I ain't lying to you. Yeah, you're lying. No, Brother Coleman.
Yes, you are, because Jesus said it would work. If Jesus said it would and you said it didn't, then one of the two of you is lying. And I'm not about to call Jesus a liar, so it had to be something wrong with you or me. The fact is that in there somewhere, you didn't agree, you didn't believe, you just hoped or did some other religious thing instead of doing what He said. Now, let's go over into this prince of the power of the air, spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, the wicked spirits in heavenly places, okay? Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in these heavens. We're talking about the air, the atmospheric heavens right around this earth. There are three heavens talked about in the Bible. There's the heaven where God resides. That's a place. That is a place called heaven. It's round. It has a north, south, east, and west. It is a planet somewhere in God's creation. There is a place where God is, where Jesus is, and probably where some of your family is. Praise God. Those that have already gone out ahead of us. Now then, there's the heaven where God is. There are the heavens, or what you and I call outer space, what the Bible talks about as the second heaven or the stellar heavens. And then there's this atmospheric heaven that the Bible talks about, the atmosphere around the earth, and that's where the devil is bound. He can't get out of here. He can't go to other planets. He can't get out of here to do his work. He's bound here in this atmospheric heaven. Now then, I want you to look with me in the book of Daniel. If you have your Bible there, turn to the book of Daniel. If you don't, make some references right now. Write these down. 10th chapter of the book of Daniel. And I want us to look in beginning with the 12th verse. This was a time Daniel had been praying for 21 days. He'd been before God, just waiting before God. He'd asked God for some things. And he's praising and worshiping and waiting before God. And he'd been in intercession and he's waiting before God. And Gabriel came to him. And that angel said, now listen to this, fear not, Daniel. Now it's obvious Daniel had begun to be concerned. He'd become worried about it. He hadn't said it. But the first thing that this angel settled with this issue of fear, he said, fear not, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten or correct yourself before your God, your words were heard. Now, he'd been there 21 days. But he said, now, don't worry about this. He said, we heard you the first time. We heard you the first day. And I am come for your words. It's because of what you said, Daniel, that I'm here. Now, there's a couple of things here that we need to remind ourselves of where Daniel was concerned. He couldn't pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus hadn't come. He hadn't gone to the cross. He hadn't defeated hell. He hadn't been raised from the dead. He hadn't been seated at the right hand of Almighty God and sent His name into the earth whereby to bring down strongholds and demons and devils and wicked spirits in heavenly places. So this man was using prayer and fasting as his only weapon. This is the only thing he had to do it in, plus the fact he had a covenant with God and he stood on that. This angel said, I came here because of your words. Now, boy, I remember the first time I read that. I mean, that startled me. That angel came here because that man prayed. He didn't come here because God told him to come here. God told him to come, but he told him to come because that man prayed.
That's the reason he told him to come. He said, I'm come because of your words, and I came the first day. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, he's talking about Michael, the archangel of God, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I'm come to make thee understand, and so forth and so on. Now here's what I want you to see. There was an evil spirit that was standing between Daniel. He was an evil spirit that had come. The kingdom, he was ruling and reigning over the kingdom of Persia. That, you remember now, what the Bible called Persia is what is called Iran today. Boy, that talks to you, doesn't it? Here's Daniel in his foreign country, and he's praying, seeking God about Israel and so forth and its future. And here's this angel. Whew, boy, he set forth with it. And here's a spirit that had been assigned by Satan, a wicked spirit in the heavenly places, that he'd been assigned to rule over Persia or Iran. And so this angel couldn't get through there, man. I mean, this thing wouldn't let him. So he called on Michael, the angel of war. And Michael come down there and creased his hat for him, boy. I mean, and got him through there. But it took 3 weeks. I mean, they'd been doing battle there for 3 weeks. Now, one thing you need to realize, the name of Jesus has given authority to the body of Christ in this area. If he could have said, in the name of Jesus, according to his word, I bind you, Satan. I command you to desist in your maneuvers to stop me from receiving revelation from God. And I mean, that devil would have just had to back down and fall down on the floor, you know, like a whipped cat. Praise God. Now then, let's go over here to the book of Ezekiel. Let's take a look here in that book. And first, well, let's go to the 28th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, 11th verse. Now listen to this. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him. Now, first of all, he said in the beginning here, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Say unto the prince of Tyrus, Thus saith the Lord God, thy heart's lifted up. Thou hast said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God. And so forth and so on. But you're not a God. You are a man, though you set thine heart as the heart of a God. Now here is what's called the prince of Tyrus. This is the man, the earthly ruler, that got into his head that he's a God. And he claimed he's God. But now he said, you ain't a God, you're a man. So then you come on down the line, and now then, this is what this prophet said in the 11th verse again. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him. Now this one over here, he called him the prince of Tyrus because this man had become the son of this devil. Okay? Now, not literally, you know what I mean by that. He had yielded to it. Jesus said to a most religious group one day, he said, you are of your father, the devil. Okay? Now, this thing had become his spiritual head. He was possessed by this devil. Now, listen to this. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him. He didn't say to me to say to him. He said, say to him. Thus saith the Lord God. Did you know you can do that? Don't you remember Jesus said to Satan, Satan, it is written. Isn't that thus saith the Lord thy God? Yes, it is. Amen. And the Bible tells us to bind him. Amen. All right. Now notice this again. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. And so forth and so on. So it's obvious here he's talking about the devil. I mean, this guy, this head of state there at Tyrus, he hadn't been in Eden, the garden of God. That's talking about the devil. So, this evil spirit in heavenly places was ruling Tyrus through this man, and it convinced that man that he's some kind of a god. And he was using him to do what he wanted him to do, to the point the Bible said that he was the spiritual father of this man. In other words, he had complete control over him, and he was doing everything that he told him to do. Now, let's look back over there at the 8th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, and the second verse. Let's see. All right, here we go. Well, I turned too far. Here we go. The 8th chapter. Then I beheld. Now, I tell you, every time I start to read this, something just runs up and down my spine. Dear God. Hallelujah. Okay. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire from the appearance of his loins downward fire. And from his loins upward, the appearance of brightness as the color of amber. He's talking about God. He got a glimpse of the Holy Ghost. And but we know that because he come down and said, beheld the glory of the God of Israel, the glory of the Lord. The Bible said the Holy Ghost raised Jesus from the dead. If you read a few more verses there in the book of Romans, it says the glory of God raised him from the dead. We don't have time, but we'd track that all the way through the Bible. It said the glory of God appeared in the night like a fire and in the day like a cloud. Praise God. Fire. Won't you remember that? In the power of his might, take on the whole armor of God and stand in the power of his might. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You remember that? I told you to make note of that now. Now, let's go over here to the second chapter of the book of Acts. I can't understand this, man, because I tell you, it is so strong and so powerful. This is what keeps you strong in the Lord, is listening to tapes like this and reading the Bible like this. I tell you what, brother, this will make you drink gunpowder soup. This just get to your faith. That's what you ought to be feeding on night and day instead of, I'm so unworthy, I'm so no good, God don't want me to have no. No, man, you get into in this meat and start chewing on this meat, praise God. Second chapter of the book of Acts, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues or flames, like as of fire. In Malachi, it's called wings, tongues, flame. Not flick your big little kind of pukey thing. Dear God, man, we're talking about the Spirit of the living God that came as a mighty rushing wind. Hallelujah. And the place that when he moved in here, it's the same thing Ezekiel saw. He's a fire from his loins up, and he's a fire from his loins down. Glory. John the Baptist caught sight of it, and he said, he's coming, the one that's going to baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. Whoa! And Ezekiel, he said, you're going to leave the wicked one like ashes under your feet. There appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and it. What? Whoa, what? It. Not a little of fire. No, come on, man. It, him, the Holy Ghost, the fire from the loins up, the loins down, sat. It doesn't mean this little dookie flame. And set that up and cause a little circle around the head.
Dear God in heaven, man, get real.
This is talking about the Spirit of the living God that came on the day of Pentecost and filled the room where they were sitting. They were sitting, and he came in. The fire came in. He's a fire from his loins up and from his loins down. And he came in, and he sat on them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Whoa. Glory to God. Now you begin to realize what Jesus is talking about when he said, don't go anywhere but Jerusalem until the promise comes, until he endues you with power. He's talking about fire power, brother, the full armor of God, prayer power, where you stand up and in the mighty power of that fire, filling your words after you've prayed and read this book, set you and your family in agreement according to the word of the living God, standing on these scriptures. And then you turn on him and you say, in the name of Jesus, you ought to do it right now. You got your full armor on. You're a believer, not a doubter. Say, I haven't received the Holy Ghost. Now, don't misunderstand me. When you got born again, you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. The Holy Ghost came into you then. I mean, that's Jesus coming into your heart. But I'm talking about here the baptism of the Holy Ghost, where he comes on you and endues you with power and the endowments of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Spirit of the living God to fill your words and to fill your mind and to fill your body with his very presence. And you turn on Satan and you take the sword of the Spirit and you tell him, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, by the eternal almighty Jehovah God, you're not my ruler. And you wicked spirits in heavenly places that have been assigned to my household, I break your power. Take your hand off my baby. You don't belong in that crib with that baby. You get out of here and you take your fever and you take your crib death and you take all the rest of your satanic junk and you get out of my household. Amen. Then you call your family around and you set those elements down on that table. Well, I didn't think I could do this except at church on every third Sunday. No, come on, man. Jesus said, as often as you do it in remembrance of me. Do it in remembrance of what I'm talking about here. This is Jesus, man. This is what he came to this earth for. It's what he went to the cross for. It's what he's raised from the dead for. It's what he sent the Holy Ghost here for. And sit your little family down there and you sit those elements down and you stand up as the priest and prophet of your household. And if your husband's not doing this, women, ladies, sister in the Lord, if your husband's not doing it, you do it. You do it as a handmaiden unto the Lord. And if that makes you nervous, if you know a minister of the gospel or another man that stands in the word of the living God, don't call some unbelieving preacher in there, just spout a bunch of seminary stuff, don't believe nothing anyway. Thank God there are some seminaries that teach and train just what I'm teaching you right now, but you can count them on one hand. The thing you need to do is just get before God and say, this is the blood of that covenant. And because of this sweet shed blood, and because of his name, and because of this body that was broken for me, I've been given this kind of authority, and the Holy Ghost and fire dwells in me and on me for his service. And I have spoken to the devil, and we set ourselves in agreement that this household is free. Ooh, glory be to God forevermore. You can stand up there and tell the devil, you're not having my children. You're not taking my babies to hell. I mean, Gloria and I stood against him. We put all these things down on paper. We agreed to it. We prayed about it. And we stood up. I mean, we stood right. When you look the devil in the face, don't look at him this way. I mean, when you look in the devil in the face, look at him this way, because he's under your feet. Don't ever look eye to eye to the devil, and don't ever look up at him. Look down on him. See, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God Almighty told you to crawl the dust of the earth in the Garden of Eden. You stay beneath my feet. You are not going to take my children. You hear me? My children are not going to hell. I take authority over you in the mighty name of Jesus. And then catch him on the way out. Read this scripture to him. Just keep reading it to him. He ain't got nowhere to hide. I don't care how far he tries. He can go to hell, brother. The gate's not locked. Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail against the body of Christ. You ought to get in a church that the gates of hell can't prevail against. And your household ought to be a household the gates of hell can't prevail against. Father, I've preached your word today in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you that it burn indelibly in the hearts of the men and the women that have heard it, and cause them to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. I pray for it, and I thank you for it, and I believe for it in the name of Jesus. Now, Satan, take your hands off of God's property right now. I believe I receive the deliverance of somebody right now that's on drugs and you've been bound up in it. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're free right now in Jesus' name.
Whoa, now wait a minute. You ain't done yet. There's more in this series, so don't miss out. And don't try to jump around. Yeah, but I want... No. Just watch each and every lesson and learn and pray and pray and learn. And then learn and pray and pray and learn. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for studying with us today. Please join us for the next lesson.